The city of Fairbanks is getting a new mayor. Longtime city council member Jerry Cleworth defeated incumbent mayor Terry Sterl in yesterday's municipal election. Cleworth says he's relieved the campaign is over and looks forward to getting to work on immediate challenges of the new job.
First, we have to work on the budget. That has to be adopted by December 15th. Second, we have three labor contracts that are hanging, and we need to see if we can do something there. Third, you get into the new year, and I would like to look at a lot of different things. One would be emergency preparedness, which is something we haven't looked at in a long time.
In the community of North Pole, voters retained Mayor Doug Isaacson, defeating a citizen recall petition put on the ballot by opponents who allege improprieties involving city property, sales, and credit card use. Isaacson maintains he hadn't done anything wrong, but the former mortgage broker says he's learned from the recall experience.
This has taught me a lot. You know, coming from a business background, you're not as transparent as you need to be in government. And if anything, over these past 2 years, I have learned that transparency, anything you want to see, fine, have at it. If I made a mistake, point it out to me. Don't make a big issue, a recall, unless it needs to be. But a little thing, penny here, penny there, that's not the big story. The big story is I'm willing to take instruction.
Isaacson says he hopes city government can come together and turn the focus from divisive politics to issues. A citizen proposition that strips pollution fines and the ability to ban wood heating appliances from a Fairbanks Borough air quality ordinance passed yesterday. Borough voters' decision to restrict local government's punitive power on pollution control effectively puts enforcement in the hands of the state, which is ultimately responsible for air quality. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says it's unclear how development and administration of the air quality plan will be handled now, but that it could be similar to how the DEC managed a similar fine particulate problem in Juneau.
The state plan for the city and borough of Juneau was when air quality alert occurs, there's a complete ban on wood burning, and I don't think that's what this community really would want.
Hopkins says meetings with DEC officials are planned for later this week to discuss the issue. He says the main focus of the Borough Air Quality Ordinance, a wood stove changeout program that provides subsidies for residents to replace older polluting units with new clean burning models, will continue.